Hey there, this is Laurie Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. So, it has been quite a while since I have done a business and marketing audio. And this one we are going to do is, we're going to call it the best free web page you simply have to optimize. So, first off, you've got to realize that it's an online world. People are doing research online, they're comparing your business to others online, and they are looking at reviews online. So what can you do to optimize your online appearance? So this audio, we're going to talk about setting up and pimping out your Google business listings. So basically everything to do to make your Google listing, your Google business listing, as optimized as possible. Okay, so first off, I want you to go online and I want you to Google your own business. So go to Google Chrome or whatever. See what comes up. Okay, I want you to look at what comes up on the right-hand side, the right-hand sidebar. Have you claimed your Google business listing? So it may say, you know, are you the owner of this business? Click here to claim this business listing. So if you haven't, click there to claim your Google business listing. Okay, you absolutely should. It's an amazing client attracting tool and it's an absolutely free marketing tool. Okay, so now, firstly, you claim your profile and you answer all the regular questions. What's, you know, the name of your business, your location, your hours, your phone number, website, all that regular stuff. Okay, then remove any duplicate Google My Business listings that exist. And if you're just thinking, oh my God, what? How would this happen? For example, we used to have two for our clinic. One that was open under the Canine Fitness Center and one that was just under Canine Fitness Center. And I'm not sure how that happened, but now there's only one. So I think there might be something that people who are Googling could say, you know, is this a business? And they can click yes. And so I think we ended up with a listing that I didn't set up that was somehow set up by a client replying that, you know, we were a business that existed. Anyways, make sure there's only one. And then upload your logo, a profile picture, and a cover photo. Okay? Then you're going to look through, and it gives you options once you've claimed your profile and you're there and you're looking at it. Or if you've already claimed your profile, then when you Google yourself, okay, let me just do this as I'm talking to you so I can be a little bit smarter. Oops. I'll tell you what I did. I opened Firefox, which is not going to help me to Google myself. Okay, so if I open in Google Chrome and I put on Canine Fitness Center, okay, so my right-hand side is the Google business listing, what everybody else would see. And then what comes up right after I click on Canine Fitness Center, because I am the person who owns it and it knows that I am me, however, the magical world of the internet does that. So on my left-hand side, it gives me my chances to edit information, create a post, add photos, look at my reviews. Okay. Let me go back to my notes. Okay, so in there, don't forget to add more pictures. So add some pictures of your clinic itself. So clean, bright, indoor pictures. Take one that is outdoor and identifiable outdoor and business front picture. So the same that if somebody was looking and going, I don't know what I'm looking for, but you have a picture of the front of your business that somebody driving by would go, oh yeah, that's the business in the picture. So something there. Add some team photos, so headshots of your therapists and admin staff. And in our business, that being canine rehab as compared to human physiotherapy, we can get some cute patient pictures, of course, with permission of the owners, but some cute pictures that show us doing things with animals, I think would be awesome and certainly of interest. So get yourself and be sure to upload a number of pictures that really highlight what your business is and what it looks like, okay, and does. Now, you can then look at the reviews, okay? So you can't go in and review yourself. Google would know, unless, you know, you could get all your staff to do it, but I don't know. Anyways, but the reviews are basically where other people can, and your clients, can review your business, okay? Now, there are going to be times when reviews happen organically and people just feel so in love with you that they review. But really, what it's going to have to come to is you need to ask for reviews. So, and you need to think about all the places where you can do that. So perhaps add a tagline to your invoice or your email reminders that asks for a Google review. You could run a Google review giveaway campaign, which we did in July, and it was great. We got a lot of reviews in, which was really nice. It added a whole pile, but in a minute I'll tell you how that's not the only strategy that you want to use, and sometimes can be problematic. But anyways, try it for a month, run a Google review giveaway campaign, and we basically said that we would put everybody's name into a draw for, what did we give away? We gave away a bottle of Cetalem, which is one of the joint supplements, or a piece of exercise equipment. They could choose whichever they wanted. Anyways, so that was our giveaway campaign. Then also you want to put a poster or something in your front lobby or at the front desk that basically asks for Google reviews. Okay, so essentially you want to ask. And other gurus and other things that I've read have also said it might have the greatest impact to have your therapist ask clients for a review. So that, you know, if they're like, oh my God, this is so great. Oh, Sparky hasn't looked this great for years. You know, to have them say, well, you know, it'd be awesome if you wouldn't, you know, if you wouldn't mind if you're, go online and give us a Google review. You know, that would be so awesome. We'd really appreciate if you did that. That's when you need to hit them with, hey, we would like your help to spread the word that we're out here. Okay. Alrighty. And also that if you have an email capture system and you've got all of their emails all captured somewhere and you send them e-blast newsletters on a semi-regular basis, which you should, it would be great if in there you could also say, hey, don't forget to review us on Google. So that would be another great place to do it and make it and give them a link then so that it's nice and easy for them to do. Okay. Now the next stage of the plan, so you've really got your Google business page looking as great as it can. Okay, so now you have to use it like a website. And what that means is you want to try to add something every week. Because the way that the Google microbots work and they're deciding who sees what is they want to look at active websites. So really that's where your own website, a blog, comes in. We've talked about that before. But also your Google review page. You know, if somebody types in canine rehab and your city, you want your Google page to come up as well. Okay. And the way that Google does that is they say, hey, there's a lot of people that go to this site because, you know, it's got changing new content. So the same, that goes for your Google business page too. Okay. So every week, number one, add more photos. So ideally add one photo a week. So you can put them and add them at under the at work tab. Sorry. Okay, so you can have pictures of people having fun. Again, photos that of you doing stuff with the animals, so long as you have the owner's permission to post that. Be sure they are good quality photos and include photos of the staff and be sure to show personality and fun and friendliness so that people look at that go, wow, this really looks like an awesome place. Okay. Now, clients can also add photos with their reviews as well, and it might be worthwhile to encourage them to do so. Because that's interesting, as people are scrolling through the reviews to see one that they're like, oh, look, this one has a picture. Oh, what a cute dog. So that would be kind of neat. Okay, number two would be to try and collect reviews weekly. So ideally, in the super world where, you know, all you have time to do all this stuff, you would ideally want 2 to 3 reviews per week, every week, every month, and that will boost your search results better than running an ad campaign and getting 25 in 1 month. So this is what I'm saying. We got like a whole ton of them in 1 month, just because I wanted to get more on there. But I need to do something now to try and keep reviews coming in. So consistency is key, because that's what the robots, like I said, they want to see that your listing is active, that you're out there, you're actually a business that still exists and is doing things. The other thing you want to think about is ideally you want the clients to be filling these out at home. If all of the reviews come from the same IP address, okay, and that would basically be if they are using your free Wi-Fi or the hotspot, and it's all coming from the same IP address, then the Google bots would go, that's fishy. Maybe these folks are just completing the reviews under different Google accounts and usernames. So the best results is to encourage your patients to complete the Google reviews at home. And that's also why if you're sending out an e-blast to give them links to do it so that they can do it at home. You could maybe even give them hand them a card that sort of says, hey, we love getting Google reviews, however you want to say it. Anyways, I usually think more before I would put something like that in a card. Anyways, but maybe hand them a card that would encourage them to do that. Alrighty. Now, always respond to your reviews, both positive and negative, because you want to show people that there is a real person and voice behind the reviews. It shows the prospective clients that your clinic is active. So, and for negative reviews, you want to stick to a standard cut and paste reply. So you don't want to get into a discussion or an argument online. You don't want to try to discredit anybody online. So try something like this. Hi Barb, sorry to hear you didn't have a good experience at our clinic. We are committed to quality experiences, satisfaction, and results. We welcome you to call the clinic and ask for our clinic manager to address your concerns directly. So, anyways, something like that would be sufficient so that if somebody else was looking, they'd be, oh, okay, there's maybe a story behind that one, and it looks like they're willing to take on dealing with it. Anyways, it's better than getting into an argument. I Googled some of my competitors to see what they had done, and it was interesting because one of the competitors had started to go into almost like an argumentative mode that was sort of like, we looked at our databases and it doesn't look like you're actually a client here. And the one guy had typed back saying that, well, of course I'm not a client here. I told you I was looking at clinics to go to, and the experience I had with your reception, it was so horrible. I decided I'm never going there. So no, I'm not in your database. Anyways, it was interesting because reading it, I'm like, yeah, okay. So that does make the clinic look a little bit bitchy. And he got the last word. So you don't want to get into that. That's the whole point. Don't argue. Number three is then pay attention to your analytics. So firstly, just to know you're getting seen. So I've got Google Analytics set up and I get emails. So for example, in June, what Google sent me is it told me that we had 2,200 people that saw our 5-star rating on a Google search. 979 people saw our 5-star rating on via Google Maps, and 70 people asked for directions to our business, and 4 people reviewed our business. And what's really cool is Google just emails me that, and it's like, alrighty, that's awesome. I love the fact that like 2,200 people saw it when they were searching. That's super awesome. Okay. Now then also, when you go onto your Google business and your Google business listing, okay, click on Insights. And from there, you can see which days customers took action. So, for example, i.e., they searched your business on Google. More useful is the analytics that go down to which day of the week you receive the most calls. And unfortunately, that's based on your Google profile only. And that's just basically if they had Googled Canine Fitness Center and then they clicked the link to call from there. So if you were on your mobile device, on your cell phone, that's the only way that made sense. So for us, we get the most calls on a Monday, which is kind of interesting. The analytics might also provide you with information on times of day when you were called most often. Unfortunately, my profile says not enough data. Well, unfortunately, that's not terribly helpful. But we just basically started making that Google profile a little bit better in the spring. So it might improve by the end of the year. Okay. Analytics can also tell me how many people looked at our photos that I put up per day of the month. And it will also tell me how my profile compares to similar businesses, which is just one of those that, you know, I don't know what it does other than the competitive nature in me is like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, you think my pictures are not as good as other people's? I'll show you. I'll get you more pictures. Anyways. To be totally honest, that portion of it, I'm not sure what that info will do to help me. But maybe if I get enough information on, you know, the times of day, when the most calls were made, that would be something that I could make sure that I had sufficient staffing to cover an increased call load on, you know, a Monday between 1 and 3, for example. Anyways, overall, I mostly love knowing that thousands of people are searching my business monthly and that we're getting favorable reviews. All of the marketing gurus say that following those above steps will increase your patient attraction by 10 times. I'm like, well, okay, fine. If you tell me that, I might as well do it. 10 times that of what it would be if you didn't have a Google business listing. Anyways, that is about your Google business listings, and get out there and start doing that. It's free. Make it look good so people can start to find you. And anyways, all it takes is to put in your effort. So go out there and do it and charge up your business. Till next time. Cheers.